Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, March 7th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A sharp sell-off on Wall Street after Fed Chairman Jerome Powell signaled the possibility of faster interest rate increases. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 575 points to close at 32,856. The S&P 500 was down 62 points, and the Nasdaq finished down 145. Powell told the Senate Banking Committee that robust economic activity in recent weeks has partly reversed softening inflation from late last year. That could prompt officials at the Fed's meeting this month to consider more aggressive rate increases. The possibility of more aggressive rate hikes also pulled shares of regional banks lower. Signature Bank was down 5.4%, while Citizens Financial Group ended the day down 5.1%. Elsewhere, shares of JetBlue fell 2.8%, while Spirit stock rose 4.7%. Earlier today, the Justice Department filed a lawsuit that seeks to block the airline companies from merging. Shares of WW International, also known as Weight Watchers, jumped 79% after the diet company said it is buying digital health company Sequence in a move to enter the hot market for diabetes and obesity drugs. And Rivian Automotive, which has recently faced a series of difficulties on the manufacturing floor, fell 15%. The electric vehicle maker said it plans to raise cash by selling $1.3 billion in convertible notes in a private offering. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.